Anchorage is conducting its first ever election through mail-in ballots. Residents are being asked to vote on a long list of measures, including a controversial bathroom ordinance, the complex sale of a utility, and several bond and tax proposals. At the top of all of that is the choice for the city's next mayor. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the two major candidates are focused on the same central issues, but have divergent stances.
Though there are technically 9 people who have filed paperwork to run for mayor, only 2 have raised significant sums of money and mounted visible campaigns. Incumbent Ethan Berkowitz and challenger Rebecca Logan appeared on Alaska Public Media's television program Alaska Insight recently.
Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us here.
Both Berkowitz and Logan have framed crime and the economy as the campaign's main issues. Berkowitz is casting a potential second term as a continuance of policies he's pursued the last 3 years. In her campaign, Logan has differentiated herself by running further to the right, offering a more hard-line vision for policing, including tougher treatment of lower-level crimes like petty theft, shoplifting, and vandalism.
That's what's seeming to cause, I think, the most fear with people, because that's what an Anchorage citizen on a daily basis is subject to, those types of things. And so you have to have a zero tolerance policy there, meaning arresting those people and keeping them in jail.
Berkowitz has made expansion of the Anchorage Police Department a central policy of his tenure and says the administration's recruitment targets are one piece of a long-term strategy.
Are we getting as far as we need to go as quickly as we can? No, but there's also a recognition that this is not just a law enforcement problem.
Berkowitz points to a multitude of public safety factors all at play in the city's struggle with crime. Diminished state resources, the impacts to local departments from the criminal justice overhaul in Senate Bill 91, and the opioid epidemic. Berkowitz says the city's approach to substance abuse needs to include expanded treatment options by collaborating with private and nonprofit partners. In one of their biggest policy differences, Logan does not support expanding drug treatment, saying the majority of people addicted to opioids are engaging in criminal activity and thinks rehabilitation should be part of incarceration.
You know, what's happening is that people get arrested for committing a crime, they've got a drug problem, and there's never a break in the cycle because they're getting out on bail, right? They aren't even spending any time in prison. So I think that people have to have rehabilitation and treatment as part of a sentence, and that it's mandatory.
On the local economy, Logan says policies should emphasize businesses that are currently in Anchorage without overtaxing or overregulating them. In a question on municipal finances, Logan criticized the current administration's budget, but offered no specific programming cuts or alternative revenue sources.
So we've got to be really careful about our spending level and making sure that we keep that under control so that we don't go straight to the property taxpayers looking for taxes.
For his part, Berkowitz says the administration has worked to shore up city finances as state funds have dried up.
Our focus has been on finding new revenue sources, which includes things like diversifying the income stream, reducing the tax burden on property tax owners. We're also looking for ways to raise revenue from enterprises. That includes the sale of MLMP to Chugach.
That utility sale is on the ballot and needs voter approval in order to eventually be finalized. Though the mayor's race in Anchorage is technically nonpartisan, the two candidates' fundraising disclosures are filled with familiar players in the state's party politics. In the latest filings, Berkowitz, a former Democratic state representative, had raised $221,000, more than twice what his challenger brought in. Among the donors are political action committees for organized labor and public safety employees, several current and former assembly members, public employees, and individuals aligned with the state's Democratic Party. Almost half of that money has been spent down in the last month, much of it on media buys, ad placement, and polling. Logan, who is the CEO of an oil and gas industry support group, had raised $89,000 and spent all but $3,000 of it. Her donors include many individuals from the resource development sector, prominent conservative activists, Republican groups, as well as former Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan. Both candidates expressed general support for the city's inaugural election conducted by mail-in ballots, though Berkowitz says nobody's quite sure what it'll do to voter turnout.
And I say that because I didn't anticipate being part of the guinea pig election.
Both candidates say they will vote against Proposition 1, the proposal to modify the city's existing laws and begin regulating public bathrooms and changing facilities according to biological sex at birth rather than a person's self-identified gender. The last day to cast ballots is April 3rd. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
For more information on Anchorage's vote by mail or to watch Alaska Public Media's latest episode of Alaska Insight focused on the election, visit our website, alaskapublic.org/alaskainsight.